Potted History of Moseley Park. Just 2 miles south of Birmingham town, as the crow flies over open heath and woodland, lies a half-timbered manor, home to the Grevis family, who switch squirrel for griffin on their crest as fortune and standing rise. Yet, with each generation dependence and debts proliferate, first Horse Moors, Ashby Field, then Miles Pitts mortgaged to maintain the growing extravagance of county gentlemen, until finally, with Henshaw Grevis at the helm, the family sink back into that infinite and indistinguishable mass of mankind. The dreadfully curtailed estate is bought by button magnate John Taylor, who founds a bank with Mr. Lloyd in Dale End and builds the mansion of brick and stone that falls to the rioting hordes pouring forth from the city, burning and pillaging the homes of a dissenting elite to the cries of King and Country. Redress, reluctantly bestowed, a new home rises from the ashes, bounded by parkland, tamed and rendered picturesque to the water-coloured re-imagings of Repton's Red Book. A rural idyll engulfed by the mushrooming Victorian city, now possessed by a Cadbury brother who bestows the old hall in its munificence as a convalescent home for children, recovering health and strength after weary weeks of pain and sickness. Beyond this retreat, the ruthless onslaughts of the builder continue unchecked, until a plan to despoil that most beautiful setting where wild birds and waterfowl breed unmolested prompts 9 public-spirited gentlemen of the district to found the Moseley Park and Pool Company and preserve this favoured spot forever. The travellers are in Pall Mall and smoke cigars so cosily, and dream they climb the highest Alps or roam the plains of Mosley. The world for them is nothing new. They have explored all parts of it, and now they are club-footed, and they sit and gaze at charts of it.